And we all want to pay tribute to the work that members of the Garda Síochána do on a daily basis. And indeed, a lot of this is down to that stress that exists. I speak to members of the service and they tell me, you know, the call comes in, there's an incident somewhere, they know there's going to be perhaps, if not danger, certainly stress in that incident, and they know that they need at least four, maybe five people to attend, there's only two of them. And when the two attend that incident, they are often attacked or abused or insulted, and they feel vulnerable, and it has an immense impact on the morale of the service for to be able to engage and deal with situations like that. And it's very similar in your former role as Minister for Health. You're aware nurses in our hospitals all tell us that when there's supposed to be four nurses on a ward and there's only one of them or two, that it puts a stress onto them that they're not able to cope. And it's a similar situation with the Gardaí. The average across Ireland at the moment is about 270 Gardaí per 100,000 of population. Across the European Union, that should be 330 per 100,000 of population. So I think, you know, we really have a job to do in order to get that up to the standard that it needs to be.